Hey, is Rochelle back yet? What do you mean she's watching anime? The show's about to start and like... We're on! We're... Hi! Oh, welcome back! The next person is... Olivierna!
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house, that don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while, even though going on with you gun still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that's not what gets me. What hurts the most was being so close, having so much to say, and watching you walk away, and never knowing what could have been, and not seeing that loving you is what I was trying. It's hard to deal with the pain of losing you everywhere I go, but I'm doing it. It's hard to force that smile when I see your old friends and I'm alone. Still harder getting up, getting dressed, living with this regret. But I know if I could do it over, I would trade, give away all the words that I saved in my heart that I left unspoken. What hurts the most was being so close and having so much to say and watching you walk away and never knowing what could have been and not seeing that loving you is what I was trying to. Having so much to say and watching you walk away and never knowing what could have been and not seeing that loving you is what I was trying to do.
Not seeing that loving you
is what I was trying to do.
Italian girl.
Olivia.
Snicky.
Italian girl.
Welcome back, Snicky.
So, we brought back Italian girl because Monty had to drop out.
No.
Which is sad. Because we love
so,
Monty. But
it's instead of a French girl, we got an Italian girl.
Woo!
Same thing, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This was the best thing I've ever heard you do.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Your vocals were good. Yeah. You sounded off on the trying to do right before the instrumental break.
Yes, I wrote that down too.
Like
you added a weird like sort of
trying
thing there.
Yeah.
It was
weird.
Trying.
Yeah.
And the close sounded like that too.
Yeah,
the
so close after the instrumental was just not big enough for me.
Yeah.
Like I was like
need more.
I needed more on that. But honestly, like this was good. You definitely needed more energy.
A lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more energy, but it was a good improvement, and I'm happy that You came back.
Yay.
Yeah, you improved a lot. I like you've added more emphasis on, like, certain phrases, like, you're having and you're watching had, like, a little, like, subtle, I don't know, a thing, I don't know what I'm saying, but, like, you're adding more emphasis on your words, and I like it.
Yeah, it just was really nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, like, my favorite of the night. It wasn't the best, yeah. But
it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't, but I completely thought I would hate this listening to it for, like, the third time tonight. Yeah. But I didn't.
Oh, the song. I think you meant because it was her. I was like, whoa, Lulu.
No, because of the song.
The song, yeah, because this is the third time we've heard it.
Yeah. But you have, like, a really pleasant voice, so it wasn't bad for my ears. I liked it.
Me too.
There's more energy. So, yeah, I'm done.
I'm done.
Up next is Miss Sharp Cookies.
I can take the rain off the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while. Even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay. But that's not what gets me. What hurts the most was being so close and having so much to say and watching you walk away and never knowing what could have been. And not seeing that love in you is what I was trying. Hard to deal with the pain of losing you everywhere I go, but I'm doing it. It's hard to force that smile when I see your old friends and I'm alone. Still harder getting up, getting dressed, living with this regret. But I know if I could do it over, I would trade, give away all the words that I saved in my heart that I left unspoken. What hurts the most is being so close and having so much to say and watching you walk away and never knowing what could have been. And not seeing that love in you is what I was trying.
Yep.
So it's number 4, right?
This is 4.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. For now.
Perhaps it's the last one.
Perhaps.
Let's pray that's the last one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I'm not hating listening to this song a million times, actually.
No, because I think the people that have been doing it have been like, I don't know.
They've been like doing it differently.
They sound like, yeah.
Yeah,
this was like middle of the road for me. It didn't blow me away. I didn't like dislike it. Like, oh my god, like I'm totally cutting you first chance I get. It was like well sung. Your voice sounded good. I thought towards the end with the so close, you were like belting, but it didn't really sound like belting. It kind of sounded strainy and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And every time we said watching you walk away, it was just weird for me. Like, you did some sort of weird, like...
Oh, yeah, her little
like,
spin on
walk away.
I liked it, actually.
Really? It really threw me off. I didn't like it very much.
I like that she, like, took some liberties with the song. Perhaps she was anticipating that we'd get a million of these and wanted to put her own little twist
on
it.
No, I liked her own twist because, like, she did other things, like, similarly to that, but it just that one didn't grab me as much as the other ones did.
I don't know. I liked it, though.
I don't know. I kind of think you should have gone with another song. I didn't like this that much. Like, it wasn't bad.
Maybe she didn't know any others.
Maybe, but, like, I don't know. Like, I thought the chorus sounded really pitchy and strained. And, like, the so close at the end was, like...
I thought the verses were pitchy.
Really. Yeah.
I didn't notice the pitchiness.
Yeah, I remember, like, the first line sounded weird.
Yeah, the beginning... It was pitchy. And I think throughout it was a little pitchy. Not so much that it was, like, terrible, but it was there.
I didn't notice it. I am stupid.
I don't know.
I'm really...
And I thought, like, the emotion was kind of lackluster. Like, it wasn't, like, dead, but it wasn't, like, fit for the song. I don't know. I just didn't like this that much.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. I liked the emotion, actually.
Yeah, I thought she had decent emotion. Like, it wasn't, like, perfect emotion all around, but it was pretty good.
I didn't feel like you were hurting, though.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm not even listening to the lyrics because I've heard it so many times.
You're just seeing if they're hurting.
Yeah.
If they're, like, secretly cutting their wrists in their room and, like, crying.
Yes.
And...
No, like, not on purpose. I just, like, phase out of the lyrics and listen to the singing. So when I think back on it, I was like, she doesn't sound, like, in pain. Mm-hmm. She sounds slightly emo, but not in pain. But I still like the energy in it.
Yeah.
I think the yous and the do's were kind of too low because they disappeared, like, while you were singing it. But, I don't know, I liked it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm done.
Next up is Faded Phantom. I don't know why I said it like that.
Sarah Beth is scared to death to hear what the doctor will say. She hasn't been well since the day that she fell, and the bruise, it just won't go away. So she sits and she waits with her mother and dad, flips through an old magazine, until the nurse with a smile stands at the door and says, "Will you please come with me?" Sarah Beth is scared to death, 'cause the doctor just told her the news. Between the red cells and white, something's not right, but we're gonna take care of you. 6 chances in 10, it won't come back again, with the therapy we're gonna try. It's just been approved, it's the strongest there is, and I think we caught it in time. And Sarah Beth closes closes her eyes. And she dreams she's dancing around and around without any cares. And her very first love is holding her close, and the soft wind is blowing her hair. Sarah Beth is scared to death as she sits holding her mom, 'cause it would be a mistake for someone to take a girl with no hair to the prom. For just this morning, right there on her pillow, was the cruelest of any surprise. And she cried when she gathered it all in her hands, the proof that she couldn't deny. And Sarah Beth closes her eyes. And she dreams she's dancing around and around without any cares. And her very first love is holding her close, and the soft wind is blowing her hair. It's quarter to seven, the boy's at the door, and her daddy ushers him in. And when he takes off his cap, they all start to cry, 'cause this morning where his hair had been, softly she touches just skin. And they go dancing around and around without any cares. And her very first true love is holding her close. And for a moment, she isn't scared.
Mm-hmm. Faded Phantom.
The Epic Wind Judge.
Okay, first of all, you picked, like, my favorite song.
I know, I love this song.
It's so pretty, and the story is just so beautiful. Like, yeah. If you just listen to the lyrics of this song, it's just, like, the cutest thing ever. Every girl who's dying and it gets chemotherapy.
What?
This is their theme song.
Oh, okay.
Or this is what they wish would happen to them.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that was a really weird comment.
No, I didn't know every had girl theme songs who's... for that. Every illness has a theme song. A beautiful Rascal Flatts song.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
they just
that
played
was
in the hallways of the hospital as they're walking on their walkers.
Oh my god, that was so horrible. I'm so sorry to all the people listening.
Who have cancer.
You're just, you so, don't have cancer.
So,
and just...
Ouch, so faded.
Oh my god.
That was very pretty.
It was very pretty.
It's a good song.
It was so pretty, and it was so sweet. I was like...
You had amazing emotion.
It was, like, so sweet.
Yeah.
You really, like, one of the things about this song that is so important to me as a listener is the story, and being able to be drawn into that story by what you're singing.
Yeah.
And I was so interested in what you were singing. Like, I was really captured by your emotion and energy that you used on this song. And so that was really good for me. There were a couple pitchy moments. Whatever.
The high notes sounded like they were a little too high for you, but...
Yeah.
It didn't
they got
really,
a little
like...
screechy. Me.
They didn't sound screechy to me. It sounded more
a
like
little bit...
strainy. Like she was trying
yeah,
to
sounded,
push it.
Yeah, reaching for the notes.
Okay.
It didn't sound screechy to me, but it, I mean, that's personal, very personal opinion, you know?
I still liked it. I thought it wasn't... I mean, I didn't like it being all in head voice so much, but But it was still good.
Yeah, and that's, like, the nature of the song. There wasn't much she could do about that. But, like,
yeah. Is it supposed to be sung in, like, a breathy sort of way?
I've never heard it. Yeah, it's, like, Well, I mean, the lead singer of Rascal Flatts, like, doesn't have that style of voice. But, like, the song itself is very, like, slow song, breathy. I don't know. It worked for me. It worked for me.
Yeah.
But that's my personal opinion.
Okay.
I'm not doubting how you feel about it, Lulu. I'm not like, oh god, you like have the wrong opinion. Like you're wrong. God.
I think emotion wise this is my favorite so far.
Yes.
This is awesome. I love this so much.
Yeah.
Yay, Faded.
I'm done.
Yeah. Me too.
Me too.